What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 450 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are wrapping up our comic book movies with no sequels month. Now, we have done Constantine. We've done Spawn. We did the other one we did last week that I can't even remember right now. And what was it? I don't even remember what it. Which one?
Scott Pilgrim. That's your favorite movie. You forgot.
One of my favorite movies of all time. Like, it's been a week. One of my favorite movies of all time, Scott Pilgrim. Can't even remember it. And this week, we're doing a movie I've seen once. Alex has seen once. So not a first-time watch. But I don't think it's either one of our top 10 films of all time. A little movie called Bloodshot. Now, this stars Vin Diesel, Guy Pearce, Isaac Gonzalez, who I love. And this came out in 2020. So I will rehash just for the audience. Alex, you've seen this movie. When did you see it? Did you see it at the theater? Did you see it at home? This was a COVID release.
I saw this, digitally. I brought it digital.
Okay. So this was a digital. Did you still have it digital or did you rent it?
No, I have it digital. I purchased it.
I also have it digitally because this was they did a promo. I remember because Sony was involved and they always do these Regal promos where, like, if you see certain movies, they give them to you for free on digital. So I got it for free, but I saw it at the theater. I did see this at the theater. This came out in 2020. I'm in Florida, so theaters were still open. I was seeing as much as I could because there wasn't as many like showings, but I saw this and I've never reviewed it. So this will be a first time review. Now, let me give you some fun facts before I give you the Rotten Tomatoes score. You're going to like this, Alex. Knowing you, you're going to like this. This is interesting. So March 2015, Columbia Pictures, which is of course a branch of Sony, okay, acquired the film rights to Valiant Comics character Bloodshot. So this is a Valiant Comics. It's not Marvel. It's not DC. It's like a smaller, you know, and you're a comic guy, so you would know. They're like a smaller imprint of comic books. Now, initially, it says here there was announced that this was going to be a 5-picture deal to five like different sets of Valiant comic book characters. Okay. Bloodshot was the first, and then there was going to be 4 other ones. Now it's 5 years later. I haven't seen another one yet. So I don't know. I don't know if that is over or not.
Yeah.
However, the people who signed on to direct this film were Chad Stahelski and David Leitch. They were signed. However, they departed the project, and then in March 2017, they got the guy who actually directed it, who's named Dave Wilson. Now, that's a very regular name. I don't know him from anything else. So, quite a bit dropped down if you're talking action movie prowess from the John Wick guys to this guy. Also, originally, Jared Leto was cast to play Bloodshot. However, he dropped out, and Vin Diesel came on to play Bloodshot. Pretty much all the other people in the movie were always going to be in it. And then the last bit, it says here, in a later interview, Valiant's publisher and CEO Dinesh Shamdasani revealed that a planned post-credits cameo by Ken Watanabe as Toyo Harada, I don't know who that is, must be a cool comic character, was scrapped because something happened with the rights, which is weird that you signed a deal with this studio and all of a sudden there was rights issue. So I'm guessing they were planning something, didn't happen. You mentioned the box office. Yes, this came out in March of 2020, which is like, COVID really hit in like February, March. Yeah. So this had a $45 million budget and only made $37 million. It had no shot coming at that time. Now I'm not going to say it would have made a ton more later, but it might have made more than 37. So if it made 37 with no one at the theater, you know, whatever. And here's another telling thing, Alex. Let me give you these Rotten Tomato scores. And here's why I think it could have done a little better. Critic score for this is a 32%. Pretty low. Not great. Audience score for this is a 78%. So regular Joe Schmoes to enjoy this film, the ones that saw it, makes me think it could have done a bit better than 37 had it come out in 2019.
Maybe. Yeah.
Or 2018, you know what I mean? Because Vin Diesel still, you gotta remember too, like, this is that would have been 7-8 years. Like, Fast and Furious was still kind of like at a peak, but I digress. Anything interesting in those fun facts for you?
The Chad Kurinsky, David Leitch, very shocked with that, because that means they left that project for John Wick, right? Because it's 2017?
Yeah, no. You said? 2015 is when they got the rights, and they probably started talking. This probably would have been right after John Wick 1.
Yeah,
like, so they got them the Bloodshot, and then it didn't.
So then if timelines are correct,
yep,
that means David Leitch took over Atomic Blonde.
Yep.
And then Chad Kurinsky went John Wick 2.
Correct.
John Wick 2 just came out. Yeah, instead of Bloodshot. Yeah, so they went their separate ways, but continued their own thing. Yeah, that's very interesting. Very interesting. Bloodshot with those two would have been pretty interesting.
Yeah, and maybe.
Pretty good, yeah.
Well, I'll save it for one of the complaints I have about this movie, but, and I'll bring it up later. But anyway, all that said, what did you think of this movie when you first watched it?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I thought as a superhero movie that I did not know what the hell was it about.
Yeah.
I thought it was a pretty decent movie. I was like, okay. I mean, I had some gripes, which I still have rewatching. But in a nutshell, this has to be one of the best superhero movies that I did not know nothing about. Like, better than Netflix shit. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm not going to lie either. When I left the theater, I didn't hate this movie.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. I had one of my friends really hated it. I didn't, but I could see both sides. But this is my first time rewatching it in 5 years. So let's see how this goes. Our lead character, he is, obviously he's Bloodshot, but he has a name. His name is Ray Garrison.
Oh, Ray Garrison.
He is played by Vin Diesel, of course. He is our lead. What did you think?
Okay, so he's a military man. I think he was an army guy, wasn't he? Yeah, army guy, gets killed, promises his wife, a woman, that he's going to come back after his tour, whatever. He doesn't, and then they loop his ass because he's a superhero. So they kept killing different people, and the same guy who's going to kill his wife. It's just that whole thing was just weird. But anyway, Vin Diesel, he was okay. Honestly, he was okay. He's Dominic Toretto as a superhero. That's pretty much what he is. Honestly, he had the stupid tank top from Fast and the Furious. The same tank top.
Has to show off the guns.
He had to show off the guns. His acting is atrocious in this one. It looked like he just got a paycheck. He was just like, whatever, man. He's like, I'm a superhero, bitches. Yeah. Like, that's what I felt like. I just felt like he put some into it. Like, when they got captured and the guy is dancing to the psycho killer.
Yeah, he was pretty good in that scene.
Yeah, he was good. I was like, okay. But then after that, it just fell apart. He just went, all right. I did what I had to do to chime in. Military guy, loyal to his wife. His wife moved on because he didn't know it was 5 years later because he was like, again, he's a robot. I mean, at the end of the day, I gave him a 3. Mm-hmm. He's a 3. We didn't have much story besides that. That's such a generic fucking thing. He's an army guy and then he dies. And then I don't know. I just felt like it's just so generic. So I give it a 3.
Okay. Performance wise. Yeah, I tend to agree. I like him as Dominic Toretto. Cause at this point I feel like Vin Diesel is actually Dominic Toretto. I don't even think he's Vin Diesel anymore. He used to be like, he was never like an Oscar winning actor, but he used to give a little more in his performances. Yeah. I'll definitely say that. But I'd like that scene when they're captured. He's actually good. He's like, I can't tell you because I don't know. I can't tell you because I don't know. I was like, he's actually, look at this guy. He's actually acting. And then after that, doesn't act anymore. Just is tough. And then he's just discovering stuff the rest of the movie. To like finding stuff out. But the character, I'm not familiar with Bloodshot at all. I don't even know what this guy is. He looks kind of cool in drawings. He's like all white and he has red eyes. He kind of looks like Mr. Sinister, but a little bit different. It seems like a cool character. Like, if this is how he is in the comics, where he's, instead of blood, he has little nanobite things that, like, he could basically take a hell of a lot of damage. He can die. He's not unkillable, but he could really take a beating. And he's like, you know, strong, fat, you know, superhero stuff. I don't hate it. I don't hate that character. Like, the character seems okay. They do something really weird. I'll save it for storyline. This is a very unique approach to a origin movie in one certain way. But that being said, I agree with you. I gave it a 3. I think he's okay. Like, I'd be interested to find out more about this guy. I don't think Jared Leto would have been a great choice either, but
no.
And he's he's an Oscar winner, but he's a very specific actor. I think in another actor, maybe like a more charismatic actor's hands, this could have been cooler. I think The Rock would have been better than Vin Diesel. I'm not going to lie. And if you wanted a muscle guy, he's at least got more charm. You know what I mean? Who?
Batista.
Batista would have been good. Batista would have been really good. Yeah, either one. Like, get one of the wrestlers. Not John Cena. A different wrestler. you know what I mean? It could have worked better performance-wise, but character-wise, I was intrigued, at least. I was like, oh, this guy's kind of cool. I don't know what's going on here. Villains now, ultimately. Okay, this is what I said. This movie's kind of like RoboCop, because we're getting, like, corporations and adjusting human bodies and the person trying to solve his own wife's, like, it's not exactly the same, but it's like 70% So it was a very weird like thing to watch back to back. I feel like I watched one movie for 4 hours, pretty much. But anyway, the main villain ends up being Guy Pearce, who is the lead, like, he's a scientist, businessman guy, essentially augmenting soldiers. And eventually will sort of, he's getting rid of his competition. That's kind of what he's using Bloodshot for. People who know what he's doing, he's killing them off. And it's essentially he's going to like sell these guys as like mercenaries. That's kind of the, in a nutshell, what he's trying to do. Anyway, what did you think?
I gave it a 3 because I lumped in the guys with the augment bodies.
Oh, and yeah, with the legs. He fought. The blind guy.
Yeah. And then even and then Elza Gonzalez, too, as KT. I lumped them together. So with that, I gave them the 3. There was not much there. I'm beyond. There's not much besides you're finding out that he's erasing Bloodshot's memories and then putting new faces on the villain that kills his wife in the story. Like it's like a revolving door. He's killing everyone that he teamed up because he was a scientist. Mm-hmm. And started to pick him off. I wasn't a fan of that. Like, I mean, that's a storyline, but I mean, yeah. In terms of the character, I just was not a fan. I just felt like it's just such a cop out. Like, to me, it just felt like he was whack. Like, there was nothing diabolical. Yeah, it is diabolical in the sense that he's sending this guy to get killed. He's erasing his mind, doing his dirty work. But at the end of the day, once you do that, how many times can you do that? Like, I was just like, I got bored after the second time. Like, I was just like, okay, man. Like, now, back then, I was like, well, that's pretty cool. But watching it again, I was just like, oh, this is really repetitive. Like, jeez. So, yeah, it felt, yeah, literally it was. So I was just like, eh. So I gave it a 3. I liked the other dude with the arms. I thought that he was cool.
Yeah.
But again, another generic guy that doesn't like him because he has cool powers. And I was like, ugh.
Right away.
Yes, right away. They don't like
right
the
away.
Guy.
It's like, okay.
Here yeah. Go. So I was just like, oh, they're going to hate. They're going to fight. Like I said, KT's character, another one that you already knew that they're going to like each other. So
she ends up helping him.
Yeah. So I was like, eh, so generic. Again, another generic. So anyway, I gave it a 3.
Yeah, I have the same score again. I gave it a 3. I think I like Guy Pearce as an actor a lot. He's fine. Like performance-wise, he's fine, but you know he's going to be bad right away. As soon as he shows up on screen. Like,
yeah.
Oh, the doctor. Oh, he's also like in charge of everything. The other guy who hates him right away, you know, they're going to fight. Now, the one that caught me off guard was the blind guy because I thought they were cool. And then all of a sudden he's like fighting him, trying to stab him with a knife when they're fighting on the elevator. I'm like, but I thought that was your boy a little bit, but I guess not.
I think because Guy Pearce is like, did something to his
brain or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, he would have took something away. Like, yeah. Remember with Elza Gonzalez, he took away her breath because she had a trach. Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
So.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, maybe it's that. And he was scared. He's like, I got to do it, but I don't really want to. So, but I think, yeah, I mean, this is a weird movie. When it comes to the story, it kind of affects a lot of other stuff. I think they're fine. I gave them a 3. I didn't hate them. I agree. I like when the leg guy also gets arms. Like he has like prosthetic legs and then he gets like Spider-Man arms on his back. It was kind of cool. I mean, it led to a cool, you know, action scene. So generic 3. Okay. Action scenes.
Okay. I not memorable. Mm. Not memorable. Cool. I mean, Bloodshot's powers are pretty cool when the first time he uses it, right? When he goes and kills the guy in the Jeep. Mm-hmm. Those were all cool scenes. The fight at the end, I didn't like it. It was too CGI for me. Mm-hmm. When they were fighting in the elevator, that looked so dumb. And then he fell, he punched him in the air and then they blew up. Ah, man, that's too much. I gave it a 3.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I thought it was good enough for me. I wasn't too wild the second time. I was just like, very comic book, which I thought it was, did a great job in that sense, but I just needed more. I just felt like it was just too plain bagel.
That's fair. Yeah, I actually gave it a 4. I think this is the best part of the movie. Is the action scenes. I think the tunnel scene is pretty cool. Like that first, the one you were talking about with the in the tunnel with the Jeep and everything.
Yeah.
I like the use of slow motion. I think the director did a really good job with that. That scene is kind of awesome, honestly. This, again, this would have been awesome if it was R-rated. It would have been awesome. It should have been rated R. I don't know why. Like, this dude gets his face blown off by a shotgun, but because his blood is nanomites, you could make it where you don't have to have any blood splatter, so just little bugs fly off his face and then come back. Okay, cool power. It would have looked cooler if he literally blew half of his face off and then it grew back. You know what I mean? Like, this, if this was R-rated, I mean, it still would have been a 4, but it would have been cooler. It would have been a cooler 4. But I did like that scene. I like the elevator scene, but you're right. I don't like when they're when they do wide shots, because then they just look like video game
characters. Yes.
Not the best CGI. But like other parts are kind of cool. Like when he's climbing up the thing real fast with the spider arms, like that was kind of cool. Some of that fight scene is kind of cool. I like the explosion at the end when he's all white and he is like the things, the rocket launcher. They're like, some of that was pretty cool. I thought it was fun. There's a good amount of action. I actually like the action in the beginning that's like in the war, like the military type one. It was solid. Honestly, it was solid. I mean, maybe this is a generous 4, but I'll stick with a 4. Like it was pretty good. It was the best part of it. Maybe it's because it was the best part of the movie to me, so I just gave it a little extra boost. But a 3 is also probably right, but I'll stay with 4. Okay, storyline.
Oh, I give that a 2. They had stuff there, but I wanted more. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was just too safe. You know, it starts off with him in the war. I was into it. I was like, wow, Vin Diesel actually plays a pretty good war guy. I was like, he was really good in it. Once that ends and he gets killed by the guy singing, you know, listening to the Psycho Killer song. Mm-hmm. Once that ends, to me, it just goes crazy. Like, it just debacle. I just felt like it was just so debacle, like from the sense of they keep replaying the same shit with someone else. And I'm like, oh, this is getting too repetitive here. The Wiggins, the guy who helps out, annoying.
Oh, the guy from New Girl.
Yeah, that guy. Annoying. I couldn't. I was like, this is another nerd, you know, Lara Croft, annoying character. I wasn't with that character. The plot of the movie just felt so blah. I was like, okay, whatever. It's not a movie that's like end of the world type.
No.
But it's just a movie. I'm just like, okay. Like, I just was just like, at the end of it, I was like, I don't get why I liked it the first time. I was just like, I was just, so I gave it a 2. I was like, it's decent.
It definitely feels small scale, but knowing that it only had a $47 million budget, that kind of makes sense. Mm. This was not a $100 million movie. And that also explains some of the CGI. Some of it's kind of good. The nano stuff is kind of cool, but that last fight. But anyway, for a smaller budget movie, you know, it seems like you're in the same rooms a lot, same locations a lot. Here's what I liked about it. I gave it a 3. Here's what I liked about it. I like the idea of this guy kind of stuck in his own mind almost, where he doesn't have control of his memories. This guy's using it over and over to, like, I like the idea of using a guy like this to like kill off all your enemies without them really knowing, right? I kind of like that. I think that's kind of cool. That's where the villain, that's the one aspect that I like. My problem is I don't know what really happened, because the movie starts with him in the military, him and the wife, she gets shot, he gets shot. Then he goes and gets the guy, right? He wakes up, he's been donated. When was he actually, did he actually die? Or was he actually a guy who they took and erased his memories? Like, you don't really know. And that kind of bugged me a little bit, because I don't know if this guy was, if that event happened, he died, they got him, used that event to keep replaying it, or if he never died, this guy got him, erased his actual memory, and now this is all he sees is this one moment. And you never find out. You never find out. Because when he goes to meet the wife, she's been married for 5 years with someone else and got a little kid. So like, how long has he been actually doing that for, if it's been 5 years? You know, you also have that part where like he kills the one guy, then they show him change the face. But then he starts remembering like 10 other guys that he's done the same scenario with.
Yeah.
So I had questions, and that's, I didn't like that. I like the concept. The execution leaves a lot to be desired. So I gave it a 3. I think there's interesting things. I just wish they were more clear with the backstory. Like, in a way, I respect them for not just doing the traditional superhero origin, but also I like I still have too many questions where I'm like, I don't know where this guy actually started from. And maybe in a sequel, they would have shown it, you know, but.
Or maybe they could have had that stupid Wiggins character go, dude, mate, you've been dead for longer than 5 years or whatever. Yeah. Like,
or you were never dead. You got injured and they just wiped your memory and made you into a killing machine. We don't know, really, technically. I don't even know if that war thing actually happened, or if that's an implant, and or if they're using a memory he has and changing it. Like, there's a lot of questions. But I still like the concept. So, okay. And then last, but not least, overall, what did you think?
Overall, I gave it a 3. I thought it was good, but honestly, it's dead in the water. It was very dead in the water. I don't think there was much. There's not much there. I don't know how to explain it. I felt like they had a lot of stuff there, but just some of it just did not work for me. Just did it. I was just like, And you, and maybe you're right. Could have been Vin Diesel taking the $40 million and they were left with two. Like two.
They had $7 million for all the effects and the other actors.
Like maybe that's what it was. But bro, I just felt like there was something missing in this movie and can't put my finger on it. I was just like, once it ended, I was just like, okay, great. Like, thank God. Like, I was just like, I couldn't see myself watching this again, to be honest with you.
That's fair. Yeah, well, I haven't watched it. I've had this movie in my digital library for 5 years and I never watched it again. I agree. I gave it a 3. I don't know why I still don't hate it. Like, when I left the theater, I didn't hate it. And when I watched it again, I still didn't hate it, but I couldn't tell someone that I really liked it either. You know what I mean? I think there's some things I do like and there's some things I don't like. I think Vin Diesel looks the part, but doesn't really act the part. I like Guy Pearce's performance, but it's like a mix. It is such a mixed bag of a movie. Do I agree with the critics at 32? I mean, that means a lot of people didn't like it. Okay. Do I agree that that many people loved it? 78? I don't know about that. You know, but maybe they're like diehard Bloodshot fans and maybe this is an accurate portrayal of him. And I don't know because I never read that comic before. So I have no idea.
I felt like this movie was Upgrade. That Upgrade movie.
It's Upgrade and RoboCop.
Yeah, it's pretty together. Much. Yeah, yeah. I was just like, oh my God, I just literally saw
his
own
murder and his wife's murder, even though she's not dead.
And the robot controls the guy.
And the evil corporation people. Yeah. It's the same, except a lot worse than both of those. Well, a lot worse than the original RoboCop, a bit worse than the remake, and worse than Upgrade. So, I mean, it's the least version, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm ever going to watch it again. It didn't make me pissed off when I was watching it, so I gave it a 3.
Not me either. It's just...
It's sort of there, you know?
Yeah,
it's
sort I agree.
Of there. Yeah. Okay, well, what's your total points?
14 out of a 25.
I have a 16 out of 25. Pretty close.
You liked it more?
Yeah, because I gave the action and the story one more point. I think, yeah, it's like, I don't... This is a weird movie. Because I don't have strong feelings either way. But I think it has some cool action. I think it shot well, especially knowing it's a low budget and like a first-time director. And Isaac Gonzalez is just absolutely... gorgeous. I love her. I give her 1 point for that. 17. No, I'm just kidding. 16 out of 25. We'll stick. okay. That wraps up comic book movies with no sequels month. And I think this 5-picture deal is dead in the water. I didn't see anything else about any follow-ups, but I don't think it's happening. That being said, coming up on the podcast, starting a new franchise, the Bad Boys franchise, a couple Michael Bay movies, a couple directed by those other guys. So we're going to be reviewing those. And then to go along with Bad Boys, we're going to go with one of the greatest actors of all time. I think this is one of the greatest actors who's ever acted. He's also been in some action films. So we're going to be doing movies called Out of Time, Safe House, Two Guns, and The Book of Eli. I'm talking about none other than Denzel Washington, one of my favorite actors of all time. We already did the Equalizer movies. Two of them. We will be doing the third one in the future month. Don't worry. I have a sequels we haven't done yet month where we're going to catch up on all the ones that we've done the franchise for that new ones came out for.
John Wick 4 falls on that.
John Wick 4 is in there. Deadpool 3 is in there. This is it. Matrix 4 is in there. A bunch of stuff that came out that we didn't do on the podcast that's sequels. So yes, we will be doing that. And Equalizer 3 is in there, but we did 1 and 2. And other than that, I don't think we haven't touched many of his movies. Man on Fire.
And then Crimson Tide. No,
we did that for Tony Scott.
We did that on the Tony Scott. Yeah, yeah.
We still got other ones like these. Man four on are Fire. The ones we're doing now. We did Man on Fire. Amazing. Yeah. We will be doing Deja Vu in Time Travel Never Month, which is in the future because that's got time travel. So there'll be a couple more. But for now, these are the four we're going to be doing. And we're going to be doing joined by Scott, our intern. He'll be joining us for 8 episodes, 8 straight. You're going to get Nate and Scott, the intern, covering all these movies. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm way more excited to watch Denzel Washington movies than comic book movies that have no sequel. I can tell you that.
I never see. So what are the most? Out of Time, never seen it.
Out of Time, got a gun and a Hawaiian shirt. I mean,
no, I never seen that one. Nope.
Out of Time. Mm-mm. Eva Mendes is in this movie.
Okay.
Okay. We got Out of Time. Then after that, we got Safe House.
I have that. Yeah, that's Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, Denzel.
Seen that once.
Okay. Okay. Then we got another team up, Two Guns.
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Saw that once. Yeah, okay. I just saw that a few years ago.
That might be why.
Yeah, that's really, I think, why I saw it. Yeah.
And then Book of Eli.
Oh, that's my favorite one. Oh, that's a good one.
I can't wait to do that one. I haven't watched it in a while, but I love that movie. That's going to get a high. I'm telling the audience now, it's going to get a high score unless Scott comes in here and acts like a weirdo.
He might do his stupid philosophy.
I didn't like this. He was... Oh, I can't spoil it yet. I didn't like it. I will send a big spoiler. Well, we spoil stuff anyway. He's blind and I didn't like that. Shout out to Scott.
All right. Well, there you guys have. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie guys, head over to youtube.com/action movie guys. Subscribe, leave comments on your favorite episode. And of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Addis Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.